Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Derek Jeter and Larry Walker elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I'm just going to say this before you go.
No, go ahead. But what do you think of the two? I mean, where are you
well,
on these
Jeter,
two?
Well, Jeter.
That's a layup.
My thing is, Jeter, again, this is my problem, Rob, with the baseball voters. And you know, again, we just talked about our, you know, skin in the game, how long we've been covering, you know, sports as reporters. And I covered some pro baseball, too, before I got into the NBA. And I have respect for all these guys. But I don't know, man. Sometimes you just got to think some writers, and I don't know who they are because one didn't vote for Derek Jeter. Do they think too highly of themselves? Are you putting yourself in
the story?
How do you not vote for Derek Jeter? And I know we can say it about 200 guys. How'd you not vote? How'd somebody not vote for Hank Aaron? Somebody not vote for Babe Ruth? Somebody not vote for Mickey Mantle? Like, I mean, nobody's been unanimous except
Mariano
Rivera.
Right, last year.
Yeah, and I love Mariano Rivera, but I don't think if none of these guys deserve unanimous, he shouldn't have been the first unanimous, but all of them should be unanimous. There are certain guys that we know all should be unanimous.
Right.
And that's my thing because I think it takes a little bit away from it because we, like, again, how did somebody not vote for Derek Jeter?
What I'm going to say, Chris, and I'm just guessing because people are hitting me up knowing I'm a BBWAA member. Chris, you know this is my prized possession.
Yep.
I love the idea that I have a Hall of Fame vote. Chris, there's about 480 people in this entire country of 330 million who get to vote for the Baseball Hall of Fame. There's less than 20 African Americans, Chris, that have a vote for the Baseball Hall of Fame. So it's close to my heart. I take it seriously. I really, really do, because I think it's an honor and a privilege to vote for the Baseball Hall of Fame. And when you see people like not be serious about it,
maybe they're too serious. Who are you to say Derek Jeter doesn't belong? I'm not going to vote for him.
Because you know what I think it is? I'll say right now, I bet you it's a blank ballot because they don't want to be held it's not that I didn't vote for Jeter. I didn't vote for anybody. Because otherwise you'd have to justify how didn't you vote for Jeter. He's got over 3,000 hits. He was the Yankee captain. He won 5 World Series. He was Rookie of the Year. You know that signature play against Oakland in the playoffs where he ran across the field, Chris, and flipped the ball. Yeah. He hit the first home run in the World Series in November. You remember that to win the game?
And his 3,000th hit is a homer.
Right.
I mean, it's just, come on.
It could go on and on and on, but I'm thinking maybe somebody did that, a protest vote. Oh, I'm not voting because of this, or there's too many steroid guys on, or because Pete Rose there's some sort of protest, because I can't believe that if you looked at his career that you didn't vote for him. I don't believe it.
Look, you covered baseball for many years. Again, obviously you're a voter. I'm sure you've talked to a lot of the writers that vote. What is the explanation? Because, just Derek Jeter.
You know
what is the explanation that they say for not voting for certain guys?
I think
unanimous?
It's because of the other guys, the immortals.
In the past,
didn't go in. There was always that thing that if Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, who didn't vote for Willie Mays?
I mean, it's
Hank Aaron averaged 100 RBIs a year, Chris, for 23 years. How in the world could somebody sit at a piece of paper and not check his name? How is that possible?
I feel like, Rob, if you're a voter, and I vote for certain things. I vote for all the NBA awards. I just turned in my all-star ballot for the NBA all-star game. And I take it seriously. And I feel like if you're going to sit down and not vote for Derek Jeter or not vote for, you know, some other obvious Hall of Famer, then I don't know that you should be voting. You know, because you're violating the spirit of the honor that you have as a guy to vote. It'd be like if I sat down to vote for, you know, the All-NBA team and
you left Michael Jordan off.
Yeah, left LeBron James off or what? Like, how do you – I'm violating the spirit of the award, of the accolades
this isn't
that I'm
like
voting
a,
for.
Right.
So how do you
– It would be different if it's a tweener, like you're not sure. Like, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
there are
like,
guys,
there are guys like that,
that
where
yeah.
you're like, ah, I
no
just
doubt.
Don't
– Larry Walker is
right.
– I mean
– And here's my other – okay, because Jeter got – One person didn't vote for him. He got 99.7.
Which is the closest.
Yes.
Any, see, and before you go to Walker, because I know you want to get there, I thought Mariano's being unanimous would change the whole thing and that Jeter would be unanimous
right.
and we'd see other guys that, he, you know,
that now they
that
would
are
go,
gonna be
right,
unanimous.
That it would be okay
because,
to do it now.
Yeah,
right.
Anybody that's educated is not going to think, oh, Derek Jeter is better than Babe Ruth because he was unanimous.
Right.
We'll understand that's how they did it back then, but now, you
the
know,
writers
guys
are more...
have come to, right, come to their senses or whatever you want to call it. And so I thought that Rivera, everything would change. With
and
him
it
last
and it didn't. It was close though.
Close,
Jeter,
so,
right.
so maybe that's a sign.
And maybe when we find out that maybe it was a blank ballot, we don't know. Will that writer come forward? They don't have to by law of the thing. You don't have to be public. Your vote. I made mine when you fill out your ballot. It says, do you want your vote to be public or not? So they can go through the list and list everybody if you wanted to. Some people don't have to, and I get it. It's their vote. But I'm with you. He's not a tweener. He's tied, Chris, for the fourth most hits in baseball history. Fourth.
There's no
way. The game's been around 150 years. He's got the fourth. Tied for the fourth most hits ever. Okay.
He's got the individual numbers. He got the championships. He was clutch. He played in New York. Like, no. There's no way he's not a unanimous Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. Now, here's the Larry Walker thing. And where were you on Larry Walker? Just his knowing is no. Did you think he's like a tweener? Like, did you?
I think he benefited from the years in Colorado. But, hey, it's an ML ballpark, so it is what it is. He did hit above 300 for his career. Now, he didn't get near the 500 homers
or 3,000 hits. Right, he didn't have that.
So, the one thing is guys that are, when you go in on the last vote, because this was his last year being eligible, that makes you wonder.
This is
like,
year 10.
You got passed over 9 times.
See, now that's...
But, look, again, a guy that hit 313 for his career, he was an MVP one year. I can't knock it. I think Hall of Famer and I think Larry Walker? Not necessarily.
Okay.
But some of the numbers are there.
Here we go. This is exactly my problem with my brethren at the BBWAA, Baseball Writers Association of America. How can you not vote a guy, Chris, for 9 years? Did his numbers last year, you know what his percentage was last year? 55%.
That's a heck of a jump.
Okay.
So that makes it feel like sympathy.
76. So he jumped 21%. It might be the biggest jump ever for a lat. It wasn't like it was 70 last year, Chris, and it went to 75, which is what you need. It was 55. Even Larry Walker tweeted earlier today he didn't think he was going to get in because of the jump.
Because he wasn't that close from last year. Right, right.
And what numbers changed? This is what I don't understand. Chris, either you're a Hall of Famer or you're not. I don't believe in this. Well, I didn't vote for him the first year. I didn't vote for him the second year. I didn't vote for the... Oh, wait a minute. This is his last year? Well, let me take another look. No. That makes no sense that you could not vote for somebody for all those years and then all of a sudden vote for him. Now, this is what I do. If I vote for you, Chris, your first year on the ballot, I vote for you your entire time you're on the ballot. If I do not vote for you your first year, I never vote for you. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've given it a good look, and if I really don't believe that you're a Hall of Famer, nothing's going to change my mind because I don't re-look at the numbers.
There's no limit, right? Is there a limit to how many guys you can put in?
Yeah, you have 10 votes. So
no, but I mean how many guys can get in a given year?
No.
Okay, because if there was a limit, I would get
that
having
would be 10 different.
Years of – but – You know, why not? Maybe you cut it to 5 years. You're on the ballot for 5 years.
You know what, Rob
Jeeber
and I talked about this before the show. and I'm with them. I'm even good, Chris, on 1 year eligibility, but limitless. So what I'm saying is not just 10 votes. If there are 12 guys on there who all are worthy and I want to vote for them, I could vote for them, but only 1 year on the ballot so that you don't have guys because either you are or you aren't. I always say this.
And there are guys that are close.
No sympathy votes in your last year. We saw it last year. Who was the guy who got in last year? Rob G, look that up. I just forgot his name.
Bagwell?
No, he was like year eight. Edgar Martinez. Right. 9 years they didn't vote for Edgar Martinez last year. In 10, Chris, he got in. This is a pattern. This is bad by the baseball writers.
You feel like the Hall of Fame is being watered down.
It's been compromised.
Also, right after the 10 years, then you've got the Veterans Committee.
And then they let in all the Harold Baines and Alan Trammell and Jack Morris. Those guys won the ballot, Chris. 15 years and they didn't get in. And then they get into the Veterans Committee. So the Hall of Fame is being watered down. And even worse, no Bonds, no Clemens. I mean, those are two of the greatest players we saw play baseball.
Here's the thing. Obviously, we know why they're not in. But neither of those guys ever tested positive.
They didn't.
That's the thing. Now, obviously, look, do I think they did stuff? Yes.
I agree, Chris.
The circumstantial evidence is overwhelming.
Right.
But, however, they did not. There are other guys there were rumors about.
And they got in.
Right.
Pudge Rodriguez got in.
There were rumors about Piazza.
He got in.
Right. So, yeah, Pudge, there was a lot of talk about him.
Canseco wrote about him in the book.
Yep. So, we'll see.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Lakers. Now, look, we all understand they've got the best record in the Western
Conference. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just about to say, I'm not making too much out of last night, but it maybe Rob Parker is. So they're not a contender in your eyes. Let me just get to the news.
I told you they were. Okay, go ahead.
Because when you say fraudulent, that means they're not a legitimate contender. To me, that's what I pick up. And I think there's no question they're a contender. Now, will they win it? That remains to be seen. Are they the favorites? The Clippers, I believe, are the favorites in most people's eyes. But to say they're fraudulent implies they have absolutely no chance and they're not a contender, which I think is ridiculous. But last night, they go to Boston and get hammered. Hammered.
What was that? That was the Lakers' worst loss to the Celtics in 50-some-odd years?
Yeah.
Is that what I read?
139-107, so that's obviously 32 points.
Right.
And, it was the largest regular season win by either team against the other in more than 50 years.
That's what I mean, wow.
1969, the Lakers beat the Celtics by 35.
Chris, you were 10 back then.
Funny. you were. But
no, I wasn't 10 years old.
You were closing in
69,
on 10.
Please.
I had just been born. You were closing in, though. But anyway, look, I don't make – you know, Rob, I've covered the NBA 25 years. Games like this happen. The year the Bulls won 72, I was covering the Cleveland Cavaliers of Bobby Fields, Chris Mills, Terrell.
Bobby Fields.
Not a great team. I think they made the playoffs that year but got swept in the first round by the Knicks. They beat the Bulls that year. Jordan and Scotty and Rodman and all them came to Cleveland, and Cleveland put it on them. So it happens. I'm not going to make a big deal out of this, but what I will say is that the Lakers are not as good as their record. They are not as good as their record.
Bravo, Chris Broussard. Bravo.
I'm objective. I'm the the most objective, the mobo.
The mobo?
The most objective brother of all time.
Is that what you are?
We know where you coming from.
What am I?
We know where Skip coming from. We know where Shannon's coming from. With me, I'm coming with truth. I'm coming with facts. All right, I ain't in the feelings. You can't play that, Kiki. Yeah, that's your song.
That ain't my
song. That's your theme song.
I'm not.
I'm about facts, baby.
I told Chris last year that LeBron and them wouldn't make the playoffs.
And you told
me. I told you. Don't bring up that. We're talking about NBA.
You want to start comparing batting averages?
Yeah, NBA. No, I want to talk about the NBA.
Because you told me this year Green Bay's winning the Super Bowl.
Chris told me that LeBron was going to be the MVP last year, too, if you could believe that.
No, I didn't say that.
You did pick him the MVP.
I did not pick LeBron to win MVP.
Yes, you did last year.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I picked him to make the playoffs.
Before the season, Chris, you did.
You know what? Okay.
You did, before the season.
Okay.
That's all.
I'll trust your word on that. But I'll say this. Now, Giannis probably would have won. But had LeBron not gotten hurt.
I don't want to hear all that.
No, because you don't want to hear facts. You want to traffic in narratives.
No.
And traffic in feelings and
all
that.
I'm just telling you.
I traffic in the truth. And the truth is that when LeBron was healthy, they were riding the Golden State Warriors on Christmas Day.
Chris, stop.
And the fourth seed in the West.
They were in the fourth seed. But
he may have ended up being MVP had they finished in the top four.
Rob G, can you get a witness? You know they were two games out of the ninth spot when Chris talks about they were in the fourth spot.
Rob G,
were they not two games out of the ninth spot?
What does that matter? They were also two games out of the first spot.
It was
that close.
I'm just trying to tell you. Now, here it is.
You're just trying to
muck up
the argument.
That the Lakers are championship frauds.
So
I've been saying
that
it all year.
Define that.
Against the good teams, they're 5-5. That's not going to get it done, Chris. You're not going to win a championship.
Hey, I'm not saying definitely will.
N.O.T.
And
they
what
can
you
eat
mean
up,
you? I'm not a Laker.
They can feast all they want on these also-rans and bad teams and never-wases. That's what they are. Stop with all that. Beat a good team. If the Clippers beat them again, I want to see them beat the Clippers.
They beat Utah
in that game
twice.
Coming up. But I'm telling you.
I agree with you on the Clippers. But I'm saying they beat Denver. They beat Utah twice. Don't act like they haven't beat anybody. But hold on.
5-5?
I want you to define, because you like to throw out stuff without defining. He's not that guy. What does that guy mean?
That means the guy who can win you a game.
So Aaron Rodgers is not that guy? Apparently
not.
Here
we go. We keep talking about the same thing.
Right. Figured.
You
figured,
always keep going to your safety, to your crutches.
It's true.
You always bring up the same thing. Just
let
move on.
Let me ask you this.
Move on.
If the Lakers are championship frauds, I think one of three teams is going to win the championship this year. The Clippers, the Bucks, the Lakers.
I'm telling you.
I think none of those teams are championship frauds.
All right.
Is there only one team that's not a championship fraud?
The only ones I say the Clippers and the Bucks. I'm telling you that the Lakers.
So nobody else has a chance.
And the Lakers will not win the championship because I do not believe in what they have the second oldest team in the league. They don't have the other problems, Chris, and you notice that's why they're looking for somebody else, another playmaker, because even in Anthony Davis, he has to get the ball from somebody else. He can't just dribble down and make a play at the end of the game. You got LeBron there. Who else? Kuzma's been inconsistent. All I'm saying is when I look at the Clippers, they got three guys who can do that, can close out games. I like their depth. I like their bench. I like their coach.
On paper, they're better.
I like them, and that's why they've been able to beat the Lakers, even though, remember, the Lakers have jumped out big against them and haven't been able to close the deal or win.
Agreed.
That's a concern to me on why they can't close out those games. And then when you look at their record against the top, what is it, the top
5-5 against the top four teams in each conference.
That's just treading water. You should be a little better than that. I'm not saying they should be 10-0, Chris, or anything like that.
I mean, the Clippers are only 10-8 against teams 500 or better.
10 wins is pretty good.
But they lost eight games. A lot of it would,
but
you
also,
know, they haven't been healthy.
And the other part is the health, and then you got your star player sitting out games. So you can take a look and look at their record. And despite all of that, despite where the Lakers started, Chris, and all the wins, where are the Clippers? How many games different are they?
They're like four back.
Compared to where the Lakers, who had a historic start, they didn't run away with anything. They just they were running at an unbelievable clip, and they didn't run away from anybody. That's the thing that I look at to say, really?
I don't disagree with a lot of what you said. I just disagree with calling them championship frauds.
Okay.
I think
it sounds
got a
good
shot
on the radio. I'm just telling
but
you.
But here's the thing. Remember when LeBron missed a game or two a couple weeks ago? They won.
I remember that.
And they look good. They put up a lot of points. And now, I'm not saying, obviously, they're not better or good without LeBron James. What I'm saying is this has been the case with LeBron a lot of years, most of his years in the NBA. Teams become so dependent on him. The system always revolves around him that ultimately, whether it was in Cleveland, whether it was in Miami, now in LA, he's doing everything. He's always creating for everybody. And then when he's off the floor or off the team, they don't really, they struggle. And when he's taken out of games, because they're used to him doing everything, facilitating everything, they struggle when he's on the bench. But when I saw the games when he sat out and they played well, I wondered, could they, you know, these guys, could Rondo be a playmaker as he has been in the past if they play differently when LeBron's not there? So they got to figure it out, because you're right. They don't have a playmaker, and it shows in the numbers. When LeBron's off the floor, they fall off.
They're even talking about maybe trading to get Derrick Rose. Like
Derrick would be great, but I'm not trying to give up Kuzma for him.
No, just I know. Because of the, but sometimes you got to give to get.
Derrick is playing great.
And in that situation, you need somebody who can handle the basketball, be a playmaker. And Kuzma's just been inconsistent. I don't know if he's was ready for this role yet,
or
the idea.
Role.
Right. He was what was different, Chris, and you know this. When you're putting up shots on a team that got no chance to win, totally different. You know, like there's no fear. What's the fear? We done lost 8 games in a row. I could just go out there and put my shots up. This is a totally different thing. So
another thing that concerns me about the Lakers, right? And I told you, if they lose again to the Clippers, I may just switch my preseason.
Really?
Pick.
Like, that's how big that game is to you?
Yeah. Like, and here's what it is. The Lakers need dog. The Clippers are dogs.
They're dogs. That's what I love about that team.
Right. They're hungrier. The Lakers don't look nearly as hungry to me. And that's like Boston's a hungry team. Now, they're better than Boston. They would beat them in the second game
series. Right.
But they're a hungry team. The Clippers are hungry because most of those guys, other than Kawhi, haven't won championships. So they're hungry, and their makeup is just they're nasty. They're dogs. I don't see that with the Lakers. And that concerns me. So they gotta get some of that in them too. And that's why I want to see a matchup with the Clippers. Because you're right. They outplayed the Clippers for the first three quarters
in both games.
But haven't been able to close.
And they stymied, right, in the fourth quarter has been horrendous.
He's had like four points in the two games in the fourth quarter. He should dominate the Clippers, as good as they are.
They don't have anybody who can guard him. I agree.
But he's got to be the dog. And LeBron, I think, has not been as aggressive as usual against the Clippers. We had Danny Green's co-host with the podcast.
On his podcast, Harrison.
Come out and tell us that the players, Harrison Sanford, had said that the Lakers teammates told LeBron in those games, you got to be more aggressive. And it's true. Now, I get it if they got great perimeter defense, but you're LeBron James.
Right.
Nobody, I don't think Kawhi, Paul George, can't stop you from getting to the hole.
But are you afraid not to go there because you don't want to have to make free throws? And I'm just throwing that out because the free throws have been a problem. And there's no reason, Chris, you just said it. Why not be aggressive? Why not?
It's interesting because this year, LeBron has kind of largely been either going to the bucket and laying it up or dunking or shooting a three. And he's not a great three-point shooter. He's an okay one. Right. You know, and he'll get hot sometimes.
And start making some, then other times.
Yeah, he's off. So, it's – look, again, I think you're wrong in calling them championship frauds. I think they got a – they're very – it's those three teams. But the Clippers, man, it's a tough matchup for the Lakers. I think the – now, I'll say this. I don't think anyone else in the West could beat the Lakers. And I wouldn't pick anybody else in the West to beat the Clippers, but I think Houston, Utah, Denver, I think they have a better shot at beating the Clippers than they do the Lakers. I think those teams will give the Clippers more trouble than
they might give them more trouble, but in a 7-game series, because that's the neutralizer. You might be able to beat a team, and this is why you could beat a team once or twice, Chris, but if you told me over a 7-game that you're going to be Kawhi and you're going to be Lou Williams and you're going to be Paul George and Doc Rivers, I'm going to take those guys. I told you last year I just loved what that team was about last year, and I know they didn't win anything, and they won 48 games.
They didn't win a darn thing.
But they went, and they went against the healthy Golden State Warriors.
And
won two road games.
Ooh, when Kevin Durant stopped shooting.
And you know the other one? Kevin Durant had to put
Had
to put up 50-something to get out of that series in game
stop
six
it,
in L.A.
Stop it. Stop it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Speaking of a guy who, when he was a rapper, he trashed a lot of people.
Oh, no, no doubt about it.
Hip-hop legend. Now he's a great actor, director, producer, founder of the Big Three, three-on-three basketball league. It's our man Ice Cube. What's happening,
brother?
What's
up? How you?
Yo, what's up with y'all, man? How y'all feeling?
Man,
great, man. Welcome to the Odd Couple, and congratulations on the moves you've made with the Big Three. I got to ask you why, because the biggest change I see, and I know there are many, but dropping the age limit.
Right.
And I know I saw quotes where you said you didn't want it to be thought of as a retirement league, but I thought that's what it was. Like, I thought it was, you know, for guys once they were done playing in the NBA to play 3-on-3 so other fans could that didn't get a chance to see them might still be able to see them. So talk about the decision to change, you know, the age limit and all that stuff.
Well, it's still a great place for players who, you know, finish with the NBA to play in the Big Three. So, you know, our makeup is probably mostly still going to be former NBA players. But we didn't want to stop there. You know, these guys, you know, we see them playing all the time, and they're playing with guys all ages. So we didn't want a stigma with the league because the league is really, you know, getting a fan base of its own for the style of play and how we do things. So, you know, we wanted to open the floodgates. You know, why have any stigma with a league this good? We thought also that might have kept guys away from the league who didn't want to look retired, who still want a shot at an NBA court or NBA team. So we didn't want that to happen either. So it just seemed like the smartest thing to do was to open it up. And now we can have just the best Fireball 3 players in the world.
Now, how do the ex-NBA players feel about that? Because some of them, you know, might not be in the league anymore going forward.
I think, you know, they love it. It's all about the competition. You know, this is not charity. You know, this is pro sports. So you got to be able to play at this level. If you can't, then you probably shouldn't be playing with us.
Go sit down and watch, right?
Yeah, you know, it's I think that's what people respect about the league, that it's not an easy win. You have to have a high basketball IQ, and you still got to have your skills, or you're not going to be successful. So I think, you know, the ones that's ultra-competitive, the ones that are confident about their game, they're going to welcome it. The ones that was probably on their way out anyway probably won't. But, you know, I think it's really – you know, when you got people paying their money, you want the best of the best. You don't want, you know, this is not like a celebrity game. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Hey, Mr. Cube, can you also – you know I want to be a comedian, Ice Cube, so I'm always trying jokes.
He got one problem, Ice Cube. He's not funny.
But, no, what other changes did you make for this upcoming season? What else can fans expect?
Well, we have an open tryouts. So we're going to have a way where guys can try out and hopefully get an invitation to the combine. Now, they're going to have to go through our Hall of Fame coaches and our, you know, are players that are champions and all-stars and first-round picks and first overall picks and that. And they're going to have to go through a gauntlet of professional players to get an invitation to the combine. So, you know, what's going to be great is to see if some new talent emerge that nobody's ever heard of before. Wouldn't it be great if a guy tried out, got an invitation to the combine, got drafted, did his thing in the Big Three, and then got an invitation to the NBA? You know, that would be, somewhat of a Cinderella story in a way. So,
last year, Joe Johnson became the first Big Three player to get to the NBA, right?
Well, we actually had Xavier Silas. You know, he had got a 10-day contract with the Celtics after year one. So, Joe is our second guy. But, you know, Xavier actually got into an NBA game. So, it was pretty cool to see that. So, you never know. And, you know, the thing is, too, our other rule that we brought in was the bring the fire rule.
Right.
Yeah. Once per half, a coach can challenge any foul, as long as it's not a flagrant one or two. And they can have those two players go one-on-one for the call. You know, either it's a made bucket or he, you know, if he stopped the bucket, then the foul is wiped off the record. So it's kind of cool to be able to see guys go one-on-one in meaningful competition in a game. And it's like a penalty shot, you know, in hockey or soccer. So it's going to be real cool to see that.
All right, I like that. And we're joined by Big Three founder, hip-hop legend Ice Cube.
And Laker fan Ice Cube, how worried are you about your Lakers? I know they got blown out by the Celtics, not just one game, but they haven't been able to beat the Clippers this year, and their record against the top four teams in both conferences is 5-5 thus far. Are you concerned that they're maybe not good enough and they maybe need to make a trade to add something to the team?
No, I'm not concerned about that. You know, I'm concerned that, you know, without Magic being there, you know, who's the true bleed purple Laker that tells people how much these games mean, you know, as far as the Celtics? It just seemed like they played it like a regular old season game, and they don't really know how much that game means to the people in L.A. So I just feel like, you know, that's the only piece that's missing is the history that's there telling people how much they got to win this game. If Magic was there, he'd have been on them telling them to win that game and the one with the Clippers. So that's the only thing I'm concerned about is that they got to realize they Lakers and they got to know the games they got to win. But, you know, it's the regular season. You know, we got the best record in the West. I mean, how concerned do you have to really be? To me, you know, I think, you know, when you play in a 7-game series, it's a whole different ball game.
Cube, I picked the Lakers to win it in the preseason, and I'm wondering about the dog in them. Because when they face the Clippers, they've outplayed them the first three quarters of both games. And then in the fourth quarters, they can't close. And the Clippers are hungry. They're hungrier than the Lakers. The Lakers look a little glamorous to me, like finesse. I mean, you work that dog. I don't know. Who wears the dog, man?
Hold up, Chris. The Lakers been together half a season, all right? The Clippers, they done had a cool team. They had their foundation. They added two great pieces.
That's what I'm saying. The two best players
are new. Foundation. But our team is still trying to figure out who's supposed to do what when in the fourth quarter or whatever. So we're still trying to figure our team out. So I wouldn't say we ain't got the dog in us. You know, let's look and see how they play after this All-Star break and as they try to sharpen up their tools for this playoff run.
All right. I want you to be that guy to go to them. I know you can get the AD, you can get the LeBron, and put that dog in them, man. For real. That's the only thing I see. I'm saying, like, that's LeBron got to be more aggressive against the Clippers.
I agree.
He'll listen to you.
You know, I agree. Well, you know, I'm pretty sure he listened to this show and he'll hear me. If he listens, would need to happen.
Hopefully he does listen to the show. Everybody else does. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you.
I know he do.
Q, man, great stuff as always, brother. And good luck with this year, the Big Three. We'll be watching for sure.
And the games are on CBS again, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you know, just thanks for the support, and come out to a game, man. Forget watching. You got to come out to a game.
No doubt.
We'll hit you up.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Y'all in L.A.
Yep.
or Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be out there. All right,
appreciate
brother.
You. Thank
Peace.
You.
All right, man.